Thunder Bay. A $2 million expansion is underway at the Home Hardware Outlet on Thunder Bay's Memorial Avenue. Chris Sauer, the dealer, owner of the store, said he's building an indoor lumberyard, moving the wood out of the elements to protect both it and Home Hardware customers from the elements. It'll improve their shopping experience. They can come into the store, they can order their lumber, they can order their drywall, they can order their building materials, then head out the door and into the drive-through and pick up their material from the comfort of the indoors, Sauer said. The storage area, though indoors, won't be heated, which will protect the wood from twisting and warping. Then they can head home to do their projects. It's a move Sauer said he's been planning since he first bought the location 3.5 years ago, unaware along with the rest of the world that a global pandemic was about to be unleashed. While the bulk of the work will be completed on the indoor lumberyard, Sauer said they've already begun changes inside the store, including moving the service counter to the back and starting to create new paint and flooring areas. It's going to turn our store into a more modern facility, he said. Most of the competitors in town here, their lumberyards are outdoors, where it is wet and snowy, particularly snow-covered this year. It will keep it inside, dry and ready to use. It was supposed to be built in 2020, but we weren't able to proceed at that time, so we're taking the first opportunity to expand. The timeline is brisk, now that the work is underway. The piles being driven into ground are expected to be ready to go in the next several days, and the work will continue throughout the summer. We're not scheduled for full completion until September, Sauer said. In the meantime, the store remains open for business. Our original lumberyard on Ara Street is still opening. It's still serving customers. There will be some inconveniences. Right now our contractor entrance is closed and contractors have to come in the front door, Sauer said. Starting at some point next week our front entrance will be closed and everyone will be coming in the back door and feeding through the store that way. We're getting a complete new front entrance put on the store as well.